I do what you're told. Now I'm going home at midnight, midnight's way too soon. Light a Roman candle and O'Reilly on the moon. Winter's way too long unless you get to ride. Get your fat ties on unless you want to die. And you're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. 25 below, it's just too cold.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan, and I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin. Kind of a punk rock start to the ride this week, riders and listeners, on the Bike Rides Radio Show. How's it going? That was a double whammy there. The name of the band, The Bicycles, the name of the song, Bicycles. Just a two-minuter opening up the show this week. It sounds like someone who is very proud of their bicycle. And that's what brings the theme this week is, it's June. And we're going to do a pride show. But this one will be a little different. Now, 2 years back in 2024, Hank and I did a pride show. And it featured a lot of LGBTQ artists and music and theme. But on this one, it's going to be, the theme will be just pride in the song. So there's, for the most part, I think 99% of these have a pride in the title somewhere. There may be an exception or two along the way. But for the most part, the word pride is in the title. That's the only qualifier for this week's ride. It is always fun to do a show that has a theme to it like this, because that's how I discover the most new music, through the searches. And generally, in the search for a theme like this, I anyway will discount many songs and keep the very best. So I've listened to at least 30 songs, maybe not completely through, but I've screened at least 30 songs to bring you the very cream of the crop for the theme. So it's all about pride this week. A little later in the show, I don't know, maybe even towards the end, we'll tell. It's a slight bike riding story that that'll fit in just a little bit with one of the songs I'll be playing. And we'll save that maybe for last even. But until we get there, there's a whole lot of good music to play. And in this first set, you'll hear from Robert Palmer, Bamboo, and this familiar one that I hadn't heard in some time because I certainly don't listen to a whole lot of classic rock radio anymore. But it's a good one. Here's the Black Crowes with Thorn in My Pride. My angels, my devils,
You're tuned to Crap 91.3 FM KRAP. Crap Classic Rock, playing all the crappy hits since 1981.
Wild and every child's dream, and I would say, go, go now the days. The world just sung for the more to come, but you never. If I was to break, if I was to be blue moon, now you're lost again. Will I find? We're turning the pages again. Oh, I'm bound by the lives that have been spent. I'm not living your third world lies. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Better days ahead, goodbye. Everybody's a hot brass heater, hey. Oh, oh, now the days. 'Tis the season of change. Every scar on the hair marks a new day. I said sleep, child, slip into a dream. Oh, Papa hasn't been home. Is he living out this crazy scene? Blue moon, now you're lost again. Where will I find? We're turning the pages again. Oh, I'm tired of your preaching, amen. I'm not living your third world lies. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Better days ahead. Reached out the future, lifetime running through his hands. The scorching heat left our heart, the workings of the brown, brown man. But nowhere could you see, and dark eyes slip away, the pride and the flame. Reached out the funeral, time running through his hands. The scorching heat gave life, the heart of the proud brown man. And he says to his child, who still couldn't stand, someday.
loosen up, limba, up, loosen up, limba, up, loosen up.
What? What a freaky ending, my goodness, to a dynamic song right there. Robert Palmer with Pride. And did you hear it? I heard it. Didn't even hear it in the first screening of the song. I don't think I got deep enough into it because I already had selected it for the show. That's Robert Palmer with Pride, and there was a bicycle reference right there towards the end. At least one. I don't know if maybe I spaced off any more throughout the song, but definitely caught that at the end. A surprise and a great song as well. In a fun, diverse set of music there to start things off. Bamboo ahead of that. Never heard of her either. Pride and the Flame. What a beautiful song. And indulging a little bit in our classic rock roots with the Black Crowes with Thorn in My Pride. That was fun to hear that again. I don't know if you're like me, now that there's so many options for listening to music, it's like we don't have to listen to classic rock stations anymore because there's other options, right? And this is one of them right here, KMSU, the Maverick out of Minnesota State in, well, Minnesota State College right here in lovely Mankato, Minnesota. Now, I'm in Austin, Minnesota, and that's where the Bike Ride Studio is, and I'm bringing you the Pride Show this week. This is all songs that have Pride in some sort of a relationship to the song, as in the title, the artist, the lyrics, any or all of the above. If you got a bike ride in reference, well, then more power to you. We've got another set coming up right here, and I'll start it off with this find from Tessa Belafonte. And this is the cover of the U2 song, Pride in the Name of Love. And I think you can reappreciate this song all over again, like I have.
One man come in the name of love. One man come and go. One man come here to justify. One man to overthrow. In the name of love. One more in the name of love. In the name of love. One more in the name of love. One man caught on the barbed wire. One
right, that voice just melted my face.
You'd be the last one I'd call if I had any pride left at all. I wouldn't keep a place just to sit your picture. Reach and touch your face and feel you in my arms. I wouldn't be here now, parked outside your house. Not ashamed, not ashamed to crawl if I had any pride left at all. Only a fool would still be wearing this ring and ringing your front door bell. I wouldn't let my heart stay wrapped around your finger. I wouldn't fall apart when you opened the door. Like all the other times when your eyes met mine, these teardrops, they wouldn't fall if I had any pride left at all. If I had any pride left at all.
Well, let's let that set sink in. Sometimes, you know, putting a show together like this, you don't know exactly how all the songs are going to line up with each other because you haven't heard them all back to back like that. And sometimes, you know, some really cool things happen just by accident with those sets that make them so special. And I can't imagine how I ever would have heard those three songs right there, you know, from now until the day I die without having assembled this thematic show like this. And that's just the magic of doing these themes. Etta James, I mean, the voice, right? Oh, if I had any pride left at all. And that was preceded by none other than George Michael with just such a hidden gem there, Mother's Pride. You know, that's it's a war song. And boy, do I ever appreciate George Michael so much more now than I did in the 80s. And, you know, Wham left a horrible taste in my mouth, and it was hard to overcome that, and fortunately, posthumously, I have. And what a fantastic voice. And, you know, as long as we have the best voices you've ever heard, I don't know who Tessa Belafonte is, but I'm going to be checking much deeper into her with her cover of Pride in the Name of Love by U2. Now, we didn't need to hear it by U2, right? We've already crossed the line into the classic rock. you know, genre in the show. So, and so by digging deeper, I reappreciated that song, and I realized what a beautiful song it really is, when expressed in just in a completely different way. Great set of music right there. Do we need any more? Honestly, should we just stop and have dead air up until the top of the hour? Because I don't think I can top that. You've heard the best, I think. But we no, I don't. I don't say that for sure, because you never know. A couple of these coming ahead too. These and what's left here takes, you know, radical turns. So get ready for that on this week's ride. Don't get thrown off the trail. Hang on tight, because it's going to change. This is the first one that is based on the artist's name, and this will be Charlie Pride with Crystal Chandeliers.
Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has your life been bound help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier? Never did fit in too well with the folks you knew. When it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do, and you turned away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandeliers line up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately around the hall. But will the timely crowd that had your life ring loud help you dry your tears when the new words off of your crystal chandelier? I see your picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away. And the love we knew will come home to you someday. Oh, the crystal chandeliers line up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has your life ring loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier? When the new wears off of your crystal chandelier. Thank you so much.
Hang on tight, riders and listeners. Sharp, sharp hairpin turn coming.
Winter is here and it's coming out here, yes, one of my pots. Things are looking green, but they're looking good again, it's one of my pots. Loose lipstick, shit, there's that. Oh, one of my pride. And things are looking green, but they're looking good again. It's one of my pride. Gonna have a real cool time, and everything's gonna be real fine. It's one of my pride, oh yeah. It's one of my pride, oh yeah.
Hard right. That was great. You know, I'm not a real hard rocker. There's not too many occasions where, you know, where I'm standing up close to the speaker on 10 anymore, rocking my brains. But every now and then, it's nice to revisit that, isn't it? For the old time's sake. And here again, would I ever have heard of the band The Answer in that song Pride had we not done this theme today. I'll send that one out to Hank. I think that was a shredder. Hank likes an occasional shredder, yet he's still got that bug. And, you know, I do too now and then. That was really good. And then before that, you know, why not some punk rock with the Ramones? Just a two-minuter, but I still feel it. With Swallow My Pride. And then, of course, naturally, right, you're going to, ahead of that, everyone, you know, it's either like the worst or best DJ move I've ever made, putting that up against Charlie Pride with Crystal Chandeliers. I don't know. You be the judge. Riders and listeners, it's really been a fun show this week, doing the Pride theme. And I appreciate you hanging with me throughout. We have one more song left for you to get to. And I'll set that up in a minute, but just letting you know, you're listening to the Bike Rides on the Radio program. If you want to hear more Dan's Bike Rides, go to dansbikerides.com, and you can listen to past shows up there, including this one, anytime you want. And then you can share it with other crazy people that might be interested in this kind of scattered radio experience. So yeah, there it is, the Pride show, and we're gonna get to that last song just in a moment. But you know, the real reason for the show, the inspiration, is it's June, it's Pride Month, and I'm just I'm just another heterosexual out there that is secure enough in his own sexuality that I don't feel the need, and never have felt the need, at least in my adult life, to put down anyone else for their decisions and their sexuality and their identity. I just don't feel the need to do that. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that needs fixing in this world, and we should really be focusing on those things. And maybe it's just time to stop. With beating down, an already completely marginalized element of society. I don't need to do it. Do you really? Does anybody? And it's not okay to tolerate that either. So if you have friends that do it, or, you know, post on social media, that kind of thing, you should be distancing yourself, if not completely disassociating with them, is my recommendation. That's what I've been working on doing. Okay, writers and listeners, last song of the show. And of course, I know I teased a bike riding story before we finished this week's ride. And it is related to the show. The lyrics in this last song are loaded with the word pride, and it's one that, you know, if you're old school, you may remember this hit from Burton Cummings, and it's coming your way shortly. But the bike riding story that ties to it is because it's from the 70s, early 70s, mid early 70s, 75, 6, something like that. Anyway, I was riding my Stingray bike, and I don't know if I was with my brothers or friends or what, but I just remember hearing this song on the radio while we were riding. So I think we were riding around, you know, up and down the driveway, that kind of stuff, on Stingrays. You know, what we used to do in those days every single stinking night, and everybody on the block did. And when this song came on, we got on top of, you know, you could stand on your seat on a Stingray with the high handlebars, and then you could steer with your hands, stand on your seat. Hell yeah, you know. We don't need no stinking helmets either. And I remember this song coming on, and we're all just like singing this song. Or maybe we were just recalling it in our heads, and we were singing it as we're standing tall. on our Stingray bicycles. Here's Burton Cummings to finish this week's ride with Stand Tall. And we'll see you next week, folks, 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio Show. Okay.
Never been this blue.
Get up on your seats.
I never knew the meaning of a heartache. But then again, I never lost at love before. Somewhere down the road, maybe all those years will find some meaning. I just can't think about them now or live them out anymore. Stand tall. Can't believe I could throw it all away. Sometimes late at night, when there's nothing here except my old piano, I'd almost give my hands to make you see my way.
Everybody, hi, hi.
Don't you fall. Ah, for God's sake, don't go do something foolish.
I'm trying to pop a wheelie, that would be
all
bad.
All you're feeling right now is silly human pride. You got me down on my knees for your mom. Stand tall. Don't you fall.
Probably should have worn a helmet.
Oh, oh, hi, Cuckoo Dog.
Hey, Elmo. How's it going? Elmo, okay. What have you been up to?
Oh, Elmo's been a very busy little monster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Elmo, whisper in my ear. I really want to hear the things you did today that satisfied you.
Elmo reached the highest shelf. He got dressed by himself. And Elmo wants to say he's filled with pride, yeah.
When you've done the best you could and you feel really, really good.
Yeah.
You're feeling that pride.
Pride.
Yeah. You gotta feel that pride. You helped your mother bake a pie. You fell and didn't cry. You made your bed and said your ABCs.
Elmo learned to tie his shoe. He ordered two and two. Elmo drank up all his milk and ate his
the best you could. You feel really, really good. You're feeling that pride. Pride. And you can be the monster that you dreamed you'd always be. Nothing is beyond you. So let those good thoughts fill your head. You are furry, proud, and red.
Elmo, no one can touch him.
And he's so proud. Be the best that you can be.
Thanks for riding along, Austin. Man, kiddo. Elmo and the Goo Goo Dolls. Never thought we'd play the Goo Goo Dolls.